Sports now. For the first time in nearly half a century, the World Series came to Chicago over the weekend. The White Sox won both games on Saturday and Sunday against the Houston Astros. NPR's Jason DeRose explores whether the traditional divide between Southside Sox and Northside Cubs holds true in Chicago when one team makes it to the World Series.
The Picasso sculpture in downtown Daley Plaza is wearing an enormous White Sox cap. Same goes for the stone lions outside the Art Institute. And right outside U.S. Cellular Field Sunday afternoon, Southsider Richard Carity is also wearing a White Sox cap. Practically in tears before the game, he remembers cheering on the Sox back in 1959, the last time they were in the series.
I've been a Sox fan all my life, and it's just very soon we have winners in Chicago, and I'm glad Sox Cubs, whoever plays, I'm a Chicago fan. You know, most of my heart is in Chicago White Sox.
Southsiders are Sox fans primarily because the Sox play on the South Side. They also tend to be working-class native Chicagoans like Tony Daniel.
It just doesn't happen in Chicago, and this is the team, you know. The Sox are my team, man.
What do you mean it just doesn't happen in Chicago? Just because it's been so long for the Sox and it's been so long for the Cubs?
Well, I really don't care about the Cubs, to tell you the truth, but it's been so long for the Sox, and, you know, it just seems like they've always got good teams, and it's been a while, so I'm glad they're here, finally.
The Sox playing in the World Series may have bridged some of the traditional divide between Sox and Cubs fans. Walking down the street outside the Cubs' Wrigley Field on the north side, Eric Golden is wearing a Cubs hat and shirt. This on the day the Sox are in the series. Golden says he moved to Chicago because he loved the Cubs so much. And he says Cubs fans are taking the success of their rivals quite well.
I'm rooting for the Sox because I don't hate the Chicago White Sox. But unfortunately, I don't like the White Sox fans. So I'm not really into the way they'll react to the victory. But I do think they're going to win, so go Sox.
Even Sports World across the street from the Cubs' Wrigley Field is getting into the action. Usually the store carries exclusively Cubs hats and shirts, but owners made an exception for the World Series this year.
I think I'm going to get lynched getting this hat.
Gina DiPonio stopped in to pick up a Sox hat for her grandfather, but she's careful to slip it into her bag before walking outside in this neighborhood.
I think that the rivalry is good for the city. I think that the fans enjoy that rivalry, but I think that when one is moving forward, everyone gets behind them.
Of course, not all Chicago residents care so much about baseball as Sox and Cubs fans do. But some people, like Northsider Marty Rogo, are still into the World Series coming to town, if not into the game itself.
Actually, I haven't a clue how baseball is played, but I do find it very exciting. You know, everyone's talking about it, and it's just a good karma around the neighborhood, on the train going to work, around the office. Good time of year for everyone to be happy.
So it doesn't matter to you whether it's the Cubs or the Sox?
No, I could care less.
Chicago baseball fans get tonight off from cheering. The World Series continues tomorrow night in Houston. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Chicago.